Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is Michael Collins Piper. I hope you can hear me. We had a little bit of a technical glitch getting the show off the ground tonight, so I was going to say, if you can't hear me, call RBN. I guess that doesn't make sense, but in any case, we've probably got the situation resolved by now. Yes, this is Michael Collins Piper coming to you once again from Washington, D.C. on RBNLive.com and on shortwave at 5.050. Want to mention one thing. I've gotten quite a few emails from the listeners over the past couple weeks, and I have two different emails, and my emails are quite clogged up right now. I have lots of emails generally, so I'm a little bit behind in answering a lot of your emails, but I will get around to it. Eventually, I want to get a special email for the listeners of this program so they can send in comments, and I'll know that they're commenting directly on the show. And also another email where maybe you can send me some ideas and things that you think I should see. In any case, I'll be getting around to that, and I'll let you know as time comes about. Well, this situation with the immigration protests is getting very heated, folks. And, you know, I tell you, I find myself disagreeing with the Washington Times, this neoconservative publication that's put out by the Korean cult leader Sun Myung-moon. He's a creation of the Korean CIA and the Rockefeller fortune used to infiltrate the conservative movement here in America. And although I often agree with the Washington Times on some things and often disagree with them, I do have to say that they had an editorial today that I think the illegal immigrants and their families who are legal and anybody who's taking their side in this very controversial issue, they should keep in mind that it's not very good publicity for them to be waving Mexican flags and Salvadoran flags and flags of other nations when they're demanding privileges and citizenship and everything else in this country. You know, people who come to this country are supposed to come to this country, you know, whether illegally or not, they're supposed to come here for good reasons, to become citizens of this country or to contribute to this country. And, you know, when they're waving foreign flags, I have as much trouble with the Mexican immigrants and the illegals who are waving Mexican flags as I do with these big-shot, well-funded groups like AIPAC and other elements in the Israeli lobby that when they have their meetings here in Washington, they hoist the Israeli flag and sing the Israeli national anthem. Okay, we have a break coming up already since we got a late start. This is Michael Collins Piper. Stay tuned. We're going to heat up the airwaves tonight. Stay tuned here to Republic Broadcasting Network.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Introducing the world's best air purifier. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does in cleaning and purifying the air in your home. Pet, cooking, cigarette, or even cigar smoke is no problem for this air purifier. It's so powerful, it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. There are no moving parts to break, no plates to clean, and no filters to replace. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Or visit the website now, www.aranair.us. That's www.aranair.us. Again, www.aranair.us.
Ladies and gentlemen, Michael Collins Pfeiffer coming back to you here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. I'm here in Washington, D.C., where all our politicians get together and figure out ways to avoid solving problems. And, of course, the big problem that's featured in the mass media, and it's, I guess, incumbent upon me to comment on it, and that is this situation with immigration. This is not something new. You know, back in the 1970s, going back even further, people were raising concerns about the mass flood of illegal immigrants coming across primarily across the Mexican border. And, the people in charge did nothing about it. They were busy fighting a war in Vietnam, a war, frankly, that I don't think was probably a war that should have been fought. And before anybody gets excited and calls me a communist, I want to mention that General Douglas MacArthur warned General Douglas MacArthur, I'm sure you'll agree, was not a communist. General Douglas MacArthur warned long before the Vietnam War of the dangers of a ground war in Southeast Asia, but nobody paid any attention to General MacArthur. So in the 1970s, we were bogged down in Vietnam and fighting a needless war there that we never won. And as a consequence of that, we weren't guarding our own southern border. And then in the 1980s, in the era of Ronald Reagan, don't forget, folks, Ronald Reagan made a grand point of encouraging immigration into this country. And as that's going to hurt a lot of people's feelings who admire Ronald Reagan, but that's a fact. And he was governor of California, and as governor of California, I think he probably had a little bit of an idea of the consequences of a large overflow of illegal immigration. And that's primarily the problem, the situation here we're talking about, illegal immigration. You could get into another debate entirely about the need for restrictions on legal immigration. But now, as I say, I think this is a most unfortunate situation because, let's face it, whether we like it or not, a lot of you illegal immigrants have come into this country and settled down and set up families, and their families are legal citizens. And I just don't know. I mean, people say deport all the illegal aliens. Well, I don't know how we can do that. I mean, yes, we can send in the troops, except, of course, the troops are over fighting in Iraq. And but we can send in the troops and pick up all the illegal aliens and deport them, but that's going to break up families and cause economic turmoil. It's going to cause violence in the streets. And if we have violence in the streets, that's going to play right into the hands of our corrupt rulers who would love nothing more than to institute martial law in this country. So before we jump to rash decisions about how to deal with this situation, think about all of the consequences. Now, coming back to the point I was making before the break, these rallies have been featuring flags of Mexico and El Salvador and other countries. Those are just two of the flags that I spotted in some pictures I saw. And, you know, this rubs me the wrong way. Just as I said, it rubs me the wrong way when this powerful Israeli lobby unfurls the Israeli flag and salutes it at their rallies here in Washington. I find it just as contemptible. If these immigrants want to be citizens of the United States or want to partake of the benefits of life in the United States, then they should be a little less prominent in their displays of the foreign flags. I'm not here to suggest that all of them are advocates of this policy of Reconquista, but there's no doubt about it. There are many in the many people who are attending these rallies. They've been seen holding up signs saying, "This is our land. We're going to take it back." Things like that. That's no way to win friends and influence people. So, you know, if you have friends who are immigrants and they have friends who are immigrants and so forth, I think it's time that we spread the word that if this situation is going to be resolved to the satisfaction of everybody, and without violence and without bloodshed, there's got to be some accommodation, and God forbid it ever goes as far as it could go. We're going to have open phones tonight, ladies and gentlemen, so you can rant and rave about whatever you want to rant and rave about. But I'd like to rant and rave in a few minutes I have left here before the turn of the half hour and comment on something that I touch on it frequently, and it's this problem of the media monopoly in America. You know, and it is this media monopoly, the major networks that bring us this news and bring us these pictures of these rallies. The major newspapers and the news magazines, of course, they are in the hands of a small number of corporations and powerful families. And you know what, folks? In my book, The New Jerusalem, Zionist Power in America, in the concluding chapter, I wrote a couple paragraphs that really inflamed a lot of my readers. I suggested that perhaps it was time to bust up the big media monopoly. I ask whether it would hurt to have Cy and Donald Newhouse, who are two of the big media barons in this country, worth a combined, $25 million, whether it would hurt to take all their newspapers and magazines away from them. And I said, couldn't Cy and Donald be happy with owning just one newspaper and one magazine or maybe just a few? And then, you know, I went on to point out that there's this massive accumulation of billions upon billions of dollars in the hands of really a small number of people. We hear about the Fortune 400, and they're very, very wealthy people. But what about the 800, or what about the 1200? There are massive fortunes accumulated there. They don't make it into the news, but, you know, there's no question about it. The rich are getting much, much richer, and the poor are getting poorer, and the middle class is getting ready to, the bottom is getting ready to drop out there. You know, in the next few years, we're going to see a lot of foreclosures because of the people have gotten in over their heads and buying houses. I mean, the bankruptcies have increased, and of course they had to retool the bankruptcy laws to screw the people who have gotten in deep because of these big banks and so forth. And, you know, I pointed out in my book that the heirs to the Mars candy fortune, there's three heirs. Now, this is a candy fortune, ladies and gentlemen. Think of all that sugar and chocolate. They are worth a combined $30 billion. Now, in my book, I suggested that maybe it was time, like Huey Long said, to redistribute the wealth, to break up these giant fortunes and share the wealth and put that money to work here at home, solving all these problems that we do have. And, I mean, I don't need to list the problems for you. I mean, bridges are crumbling, highways are crumbling, people are starving. You know, folks, I'm not a communist. I don't even think of myself as a socialist. I think of myself as an old-fashioned American, and I know that in the old-fashioned American days, people were concerned about the accumulation of massive wealth, and I think we should be concerned with it, particularly when the middle class, as I say, is getting screwed, and even the poor. We think of the poor surviving on welfare, but I mean, it's this welfare system, and it's this system of accumulated fortunes that has really made it possible for the poor to continue remaining, because they're just here at the bottom. You know, if there wasn't this federal government that's propping up this system that we have today, I want to tell you something. There probably wouldn't even be a black middle class in the United States, because the foundation of the black middle class is the federal government and government systems around the country, which in the large cities, which provide the income and employment for many black Americans. So again, this accumulation of wealth that is propped up by this corrupt government we have is pressing us all. And I think it's time to break up the big media monopolies. I think it's time to take it out of their hands. I think it's time for us to seriously think about redistributing the wealth and getting our system back onto even keel. Now, I got a lot of angry letters from people after I wrote that in my book. On the other hand, I got a lot of friendly letters from people who said, hey, this is great. Somebody on our side, someone in the nationalist movement, someone in the patriotic movement, is daring to say something that sounds a little different and sounds radical. But on the other hand, as I say, my critics said, oh, you must be a communist, or you're abandoning our free enterprise system. Well, folks, there's nothing free enterprise about hundreds upon hundreds upon hundreds of billions of dollars piling up. I mean, don't forget, the Rothschild family of Europe, they're the richest of them all. They've accumulated untold billions since what, the 1600s, 1700s, I guess the 1700s. And think of all that interest that's accumulated, and think of how they have spread their wealth around and funded a lot of other billionaires on American soil. Some of these big names that you hear about here in America, they're satellites of the Rothschild family. A good argument could be made, and my good friend Eustace Mullins, who is a historian par excellence, has pointed out that even the Rockefeller fortune came as a consequence of the patronage of the Rothschilds. The Rockefellers for many, many years were extraordinarily wealthy. Even their fortune is in decline. Even David Rockefeller is no longer the main force at the Council on Foreign Relations. Somebody by the name of Maurice Greenberg is the big green money man behind the Council on Foreign Relations today. So folks, what I'm saying is, it is time for new ideas. It's time to forget liberal and conservative, right wing and left wing, and seriously start thinking about breaking up the big fortunes, taking the source of their power out of their hands, because that money is power. That money is the power behind the New World Order. Think about it, folks. We have a break coming up. This is Michael Collins Piper.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Or click on our banner at RBNLive.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Would you like to have an income regardless of the economic situation, which few trade people have considered? The art of knife sharpening is a skill that will never disappear and will always be in demand. Whether you have a place of business and just want to add to your income, or would like to travel servicing restaurants, barbershops, or a variety of businesses in need of sharpening tools, you're always guaranteed an income with repetitive business. Learn how to become a successful grindsman. It's easy to learn with our portable Grambo sharpening system. Travel anywhere you desire. Purchase the training manual for only $30, and it'll be applied toward your purchase of the Grambo sharpening system. America has become a service-oriented rather than a manufacturing or even high-tech economy. Take advantage of the situation and become a professional grindsman. It's easy to learn. Start on a shoestring with the overwhelming amount of business out there. Now is the best time to start. Call today for more information. You can enjoy the good life. Call now, 512-297-3152. That's 512-297-3152.
Welcome back to the Republic Broadcasting Network, ladies and gentlemen. This is Michael Collins Piper coming to you from Washington, D.C., headquarters of American Free Press. I was at the American Free Press office today. They were putting together the latest issue that's supposed to go out this week, it should go out this week. I never missed an issue. I have two articles in there this week. One article is about the current effort by the Council on Foreign Relations to go after Russian President Vladimir Putin. They've put out a report condemning him, so if you have any doubts about Putin's devotion to his country and his fight against the New World Order, I think it's pretty obvious that if the Council on Foreign Relations is going after Vladimir Putin, he might not be that nasty communist that some people seem to think he is. Another article I have in there is about this, and we've talked about it on the show, is this new report by two professors who've taken on the Israeli lobby. That hasn't received a lot of publicity in the national news, but it's certainly been a buzz on the internet, at least among people who are concerned about the power of the Israeli lobby. And speaking about concerns, you know, over the break, I heard an advertisement for herbalhealer.com. They're advertising here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. I've never been to their website, so I don't know precisely what's up there, folks, but I can tell you this much. From my own perspective, as someone who over the years has studied a lot about herbal medicine and homeopathy and natural cures and therapies, I can tell you that they do work. And I know back in the old days in the spotlight, and even today with American Free Press, you know, we've gotten letters from people saying, I like your political news, but I don't like that quackery. And they're referring, of course, to herbal medicines and natural therapies. But, you know, over the years, they have worked for me. They've saved me probably tens of thousands of dollars in medical bills. I know just a couple weeks ago here, for an investment of about $50 in about five different herbal medicines, I saved myself probably about $10,000 in hospital bills. I didn't go to the hospital, and I think you can tell I sound pretty healthy here. Or at least, let's put it this way, I feel pretty healthy. I may not sound healthy, So never, ever disregard herbal medicine. And check out herbalhealer.com. It may well save your life. I'm going to check it out myself. Well, before the break, I was making what I imagine were rather controversial comments to even many of our listeners here, where I called for breaking up the massive fortunes and redistributing the wealth. and using that wealth to solve America's problems and to break up the power centers of the media and the big banks and the arms fortunes and the international corporations that are outsourcing American jobs. I mean, let's punish these people, folks. The people in power are the people who have the money, and they're the ones who are causing all these problems in America today. It's not poor blacks in Detroit who are causing America's problems. Yeah, they're going out mugging people. That's true, you know what I mean? But I think David Rockefeller and Edgar Bronfman and just to name a few, they're bigger problems to America's survival because of the policies that they force these bought and paid for politicians in Washington to carry out. The people with the money are the ones who call the shots. The people who control the media, these bankers and industrialists and financiers and money manipulators, these gangsters that are in control of the Federal Reserve, they're all part and parcel of one very tightly knit, tiny family with a massive amount of money in their hands. And until we take that money out of their hands and until we take the power of the media out of their hands, we can sit on our butts here and talk about all these problems. But if you don't go to the root of the problem and get that money and that power out of their hands and use it to solve the problems that we have here, and solve the drug problem. Where does the drug problem come from? The CIA. The CIA has been an enforcement arm for the international bankers for years. It's these money people who've gotten us into these wars that they're profiting from. So every time you see a crippled kid coming home from Iraq, you know, yeah, George Bush is to blame, but he got us into Iraq because his behind-the-scenes masters and manipulators told him to do it. Of course, he says God told him to do it. I sometimes wonder if maybe, who knows, maybe George Bush is subject to mind control. How's that one for you, folks? That's something for the ADL to put down in paper and say, ah, now Michael Collins Piper says George Bush is a subject of mind control. Well, folks, I do think it is time to get off this kick about free enterprise and saying how the Constitution protects free enterprise, because if the Constitution protected free enterprise, folks, we wouldn't have these massive fortunes that we have to contend with today. Why is it that there have to be people with hundreds of billions of dollars when American kids can't even afford to get into, sometimes can't even get into trade schools, let alone expensive universities? I mean, like I say, folks, see, we have to start thinking a little bit differently and drop a lot of the slogans of the past and a lot of our assumptions. And with that having been said, we're going to go to a break, and when we come back, we're going to take your calls. Our number here is 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to a natural health and wellness. Don't just treat the symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call toll-free 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625.
Hi, this is John Statmiller, and I want to tell you about a new shortwave receiver that we're really excited about. It's the Kato KA1103, and let me tell you, this radio has features and performance of receivers costing 2 to 3 times the price. Features include dual conversion phase lock loop tuner for continuous coverage of the entire shortwave band, AM, FM, and medium bands, 268 memory presets, single sideband reception with fine tuning control, signal strength, meter, battery, power indicator, DX local select, tone select, auto backlight screen, extra long telescopic antenna, line out and external line in jacks, and many other features too long to list. And when you purchase a Kato KA1103, you just don't get a radio, you get an entire radio package, including an external antenna, stereo earbuds, and an AC adapter, rechargeable batteries, and a nice carry pouch. So if you've been considering buying a shortwave receiver or would like to upgrade from your present radio, the KA1103 at just $110 plus $9 shipping is an outstanding value. Call us at 800-724-2719. 800-724-2719.
The Idaho Observer is one of the last independent American presses and isn't afraid to print the truth. The Idaho Observer is a monthly 24-page hard copy newspaper in its fifth year of addressing important issues affecting all freedom-loving Americans. If you are concerned about the burgeoning national debt and the Orwellian police state growing up around you, then subscribe to the Idaho Observer. Only $25 for 12 monthly issues. Idaho Observer readers receive vital insight into events as they unfold. Our articles editorially emphasize activism and serve as a networking tool for like-minded individuals determined to make a difference. The Idaho Observer, printing what you need to be fully informed on issues that matter to real Americans. Go to idaho-observer.com or call 208-255-2307. That's 208-255-2307.
Welcome back to the Republic Broadcasting Network. This is Michael Collins Pfeiffer. I'm coming to you from Washington, and we're going to go to the callers now. We have Jeff from Massachusetts who's been sitting very patiently and listening to me rant and rave. Jeff, what do you want to talk about tonight?
Oh, I want to talk about one of my favorite subjects, illegal immigration.
Okay.
Mike, you are I hate to say it, but you're absolutely right. If our government tries to move the illegals out of particularly the West Coast, but even on the East Coast and wherever, they are not just going to quietly walk out of this country. It's just that simple. I mean, people have to really think about this.
Yeah, this is a real problem because, you know, a lot of the, you know, let's face it, you know, I don't like illegal immigration, and I think it's long ago we should have had some restrictive immigration period for the legal immigration. But, you know, the bottom line of it is a lot of the illegal immigrants that are here are good people and they're working hard and they've established families. And the minute, I mean, you know, let's put it this way. If the government, for whatever reason, decided to moving Americans around, you know, legal Americans around for whatever reason, you know, people would resist. And let's face it, the illegals and their legal families and friends are going to resist. And it could set off a potential explosion.
A civil war.
I could go on. I think you know my point.
Oh, yes. And here's another weird thing, because there is a side of me where I like to take the hard line approach, because I do have an article by Phyllis Schlafly, Eagle Forum, February 15th, 2006, and Tom Tancredo talked about the fact that there are Mexican military invading our borders with 50 caliber machine guns, escorting caravans of SUVs with drugs in them. Now, Michael, let's just play chess for a minute. What would happen if, let's say, for the heck of it, tomorrow we all of a sudden got a real right-wing, hard-line president who said, screw this. Let's nuke Mexico. Let's nuke Central America. Let us clean the country out, and let us close up our borders. Let's clean house and get our republic back. What do you think would happen?
Well, I tell you what, if that happened, I think we'd have the whole world against us, number one. But there'd be just mass. I mean, there are illegals all over this country. I've mentioned this. Small towns all over this country, not just on the border. I mean, that's a potential, real potential problem.
My town. That's why I'm talking about this, because I live in a heavily Hispanic community. I speak Spanish, and I happen to be one of the working poor who cannot afford college. So I definitely feel for you when you talk about subjects like trade school and stuff like that, because you see, I'm one of the working poor, and you see, as we hear this sucking sound across the border of companies going to these countries for cheaper labor, my income gets lower and lower, until one day America will be a third world leper colony.
Well, you know, Jeff, right there, that comes back to our point here, you know, that it is these major corporations that are causing these problems for us. I mean, they're sending jobs overseas and south of the border. I mean, you know, how long are we going to let them get away with it? I mean, it's our beloved Republicans for the most part, but the Democrats are equally culpable. I mean, the Democrats make noises about it, but it's still been happening. I mean, it was Bill Clinton that signed NAFTA with the support of Newt Gingrich, I might add, that great conservative savior.
The Contract on America.
That's exactly right.
And you know what's funny too is constitutionally, we should establish strong tariffs. That's the Constitution. Number
Absolutely.
Two, You have the Antitrust Act of 1850. That should have teeth in it, because our founding fathers never intended for these greedy corporations to get monopolies. That is fascism. That is monopoly capitalism.
But Jeff, you know what? There's a lot of people, when they hear you say greedy corporations, they think you're a communist.
And I'm not. I consider myself. I actually have a libertarian bend to me. I'm a constitutionalist, and I don't like to see fascism, period. What I want to see is capitalism, true capitalism, which is I own my business, you own your own business. You get to hire who you want to hire, I get to hire who I want to hire. And the government is about as big as the Constitution that you fit into your pocket. I'm a John Birch Society constitutionalist. Well, I'm a former member, but the Birchers are very good in a lot of ways, and that's what the Birchers want to do, which is less government, more responsibility, and with God's help, a better world.
Well, yeah. I do think we need to pray, that's for sure. Jeff, I want to move on here. Good Thanks night. For your call. Let's go to John from Michigan.
Hello.
How you doing, John?
Great. Thank you, Michael. So I got four things. Now, we're not under a constitutional government. That's been we're on a parallel type of situation since the 1860s. So as far as the constitutional goes, they don't even care about that.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
And as far as your health goes, I caught a cold last Thursday, and it was gone by Tuesday. Lots of vitamin C, ascorbic acid, real vitamin C, cayenne pepper and lemon water, and it was gone.
So, good for you, John. You know what you're doing, don't you?
It's the pH. You just have to get your pH back up. And, you know, bad food, bad water will bring it right on down. So.
You know, John, let me throw something out there. That just occurred to me as we're talking there. You know, that's something else we kind of miss, you know, when we talk about these big corporations shifting jobs overseas, and we talk about these companies that profit from war. These big drug companies are a major player in the New World Order, and people don't think about it. But to prove my point, all you have to do is pick up a copy of Time or Newsweek or U.S. News and World Report, or turn on your television, and what are the I can't say this completely accurately, but for the most part, as I see it, most of the major advertisers that are propping up this corrupt, quote-unquote, mainstream media are the big drug companies, the ones that are pumping all this poison into our systems. And
that's with all the women's magazines too. Every fifth page is a pharmaceutical.
Yeah, so that's why I say it's so very important. You know, I if you don't have your good health, you know, it is a terrible thing. And you know, I mean, for years, of course, people complained about fluoride in the water, and you know, they said all these people were paranoid conspiracy theorists. Well, now, of course, everybody knows what a danger fluoride really is. I mean, you know, it's just one of these things that, you know, a lot of people say, oh, well, don't get off on those issues because it's quackery. Far from it. Far from it.
Well, that bad water, period. But another thing, this whole thing goes, I think, Michael, to Agenda 21, which was signed by Bush Sr. It's a nonpartisan issue. The borders were wiped out at that time. The world's been divided up into regions, and that's what it's, the whole New World Order program is. So
that's exactly right. You're right about that. And again, it was our grand Republican conservative George H.W. Bush that did that. So
and so when they're talking about immigration, that go back to the Agenda 21 that's being implemented, and that'll expose it as to why we're where we're at right now.
All right, John, I appreciate your call. Thanks
well,
a lot.
God bless you.
Call back again. Let's go to Keith from Rhode Island. Keith, come on up.
Hello there, Mr. Piper.
How you doing tonight?
Oh, fine. I don't want to sound like someone who's a chronic complainer, but the caller before the previous one who proudly identified himself as a John Bircher and a capitalist, to me, Mr. Piper, he is the very definition of what's wrong with the Patriot movement and why the Patriot movement will never win. My problem with most of the callers to your show and the overall philosophy of the Patriot movement is that it's so reactionary, it is so retrograde. There's no sense of revolutionary thinking. It's all about trying to restore America to some mythical condition that it supposedly existed 100 years ago.
Keith, let me say something. You know, I will, and I know this is going to upset a lot of people, but I'm going to say exactly on the air, and this is going to upset so many listeners. I said to several of my colleagues at American Free Press the other day, in response to something I had either heard on this very program or something that I had read somewhere, but frankly, as far as I'm concerned, the John Birch Society is responsible for more pernicious insertion of unnecessary and sometimes even dangerous and, well, I think you used a very good word there, retrograde thinking. I think it has poisoned the Patriot movement. There are many things that the John Birch Society says that are good, but I personally believe, as Eustace Mullins has pointed out, and there's a lot of evidence to suggest it, that the John Birch Society was set up as kind of a controlled opposition. Robert Welch got his money that he used to set up the John Birch Society when his privately owned family candy company was bought out by associates of the Rockefeller family. A company that wasn't worth very much was bought for inflated prices. And, you know, when you consider all that, that's a conspiracy theory, but I know Eustace Mullins believes it very firmly, and Eustace is no fool, and many people might say I'm a fool, but I believe it too, and as I say, I do think that I personally have some real problems with the John Birch Society, so, and I'm not ashamed or afraid to say it, and I'm glad you brought the point up, because I was eventually going to get around to saying it.
Okay, but my greater argument is, not just, my problem is not just with the Birchers.
Right.
The overall philosophy that if we somehow, quote-unquote, restore the Constitution and restore prayer in school and try to set up our country the way it supposedly was 80 years ago, that all of our problems will vanish. I feel that we're in the 21st century now. We should move past such antiquated documents like the Constitution and the Bill of Rights. They can't save us now. Restoring prayer in school is not going to help.
It's not going to happen either.
No, but I'm just kind of annoyed with this whole, what I've heard referred to as the eat, meet, and retreat mentality. And that's what I criticize the Patriot movement for having, for subscribing to this loser mentality.
Well, you know, Keith, really, I agree with you. You know what I mean? It would be wonderful if we could go back to the Constitution, you know, but we're not going to get back there, as I say, as long as there is this massive accumulation of wealth and power in the hands of a few people who really don't give a damn about America or America's borders or the concerns of average people. So
but the oligarchy ruled this country 200 years ago. They ruled this country 100 years ago. There's nothing to go back to as far as I'm concerned.
No, it's time to change. It is time for a new order, that's for certain.
Well, just like the National Socialists and the Bolsheviks. I mean, these were not reactionary groups. I mean, these were, I mean, despite their radical, I mean, they were radicals. They were off the chart, and I think it's time for that type of radical revolutionary thinking today in America.
Keith, I agree with you. Thanks for your call.
Okay.
Let's go to Tom from Boston. That was the center of the revolutionary movement. Let's see if Tom's a revolutionary.
Well, I sure hope so, but I was rather appalled that you just agreed with this idiotic comments of this gentleman that just called in.
Well, why do you think his comments were idiotic?
Well, to be perfectly honest with you, I'm a national party building chairman for the America First Party.
Okay.
I would appreciate it very much if you and the nincompoop that just called up would take a few moments to look at our party platform, our founding principles, and see and look at something which is the logo that is on our website, and you'll see the Democrats.
Well, Tom, first of all, give your website out.
America First Party, all one word. .org.
Okay, well, Tom, let me tell you something before you go any further. I was very deeply involved in the founding of the Populist Party that, you know, it went through several evolutions, and a lot of the people from the Populist Party later went on into a group called the America First Party. I don't know if your group is the same one, and a lot of those people also went into the Reform Party. So believe me, I am all in favor of a political movement, maybe one that is based on the Constitution. But
okay,
what I'm telling you, Tom, here is that, you know, our political system is so thoroughly controlled that no third party has a chance in
That's
getting
not true.
To power in this country.
I will tell you why it's not true.
All right, tell me.
Said. First and foremost, the power in this country, yes, it may be in the hands of this invisible government that's behind Mr. Bush and Mr. Clinton and all the others.
And they also control the media.
Yeah, and I know that there are five major players who control most of the media in this country. But remember one thing, there's an alternate media. There's the Internet, there's your program, there are other programs that all want to get out what we call the truth. Not truth as we might know it, but truth as it is. And what it boils down to is simply this. Go back and look in history, and you're going to find that our founders who made this wonderful country said, don't get involved in foreign entanglements.
That's correct.
Okay? Now, we have troops right now, American men and women, in over 120 countries.
Wait, Tom, let me interrupt you. Listen, I agree with you, and I'll tell you what, I think probably all of our listeners agree with you, so we're just repeating back everything that we already know.
Okay.
What I want to know is, how is the America First Party? And believe me, if I had had the choice of naming the Populist Party, I would have called it the America First Party, and I like that title. But how is the America First Party going to win Congress?
Well, let me just explain that. Real quickly, I tell this to every person I talk to, from Alaska to Hawaii to California to Texas to Boston, Massachusetts, or anywhere else in this country. I've talked to thousands of people. We have members in 48 states. We have parties in 8. We're going to have our 9th in Michigan at our convention in June in Cincinnati, Ohio. And what it boils down to is simply this. We're going to win because we have an idea which the other parties did not. Let me give you five names, and please, I hope you'd write them down, and everybody else would too. Ross Perot, Harry Brown, Ralph Nader, Pat Buchanan, and let's see. Did I say Ralph Nader? Nader, Brown, Howard Phillips, the Constitution Party. Could I hold on?
You may hold on, but Harry Brown's dead, isn't he?
He just died about, I think, the last.
Okay, hold on, Tom. We're going to get your solution for America's problems when we come back. This is Michael Collins Piper on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Yeah.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Would you like to have an income regardless of the economic situation, which few trade people have considered? The art of knife sharpening is a skill that will never disappear and will always be in demand. Whether you have a place of business and just want to add to your income or would like to travel servicing restaurants, barbershops, or a variety of businesses in need of sharpening tools, you're always guaranteed an income with repetitive business. Learn how to become a successful grindsman. It's easy to learn with our portable Grambo sharpening system. Travel anywhere you desire. Purchase the training manual for only $30, and it'll be applied toward your purchase of the Grambo sharpening system. America has become a service-oriented rather than a manufacturing or even high-tech economy. Take advantage of the situation and become a professional grindsman. It's easy to learn. Start on a shoestring with the overwhelming amount of business out there. Now is the best time to start. Call today for more information. You can enjoy the good life. Call now, 512-297-3152. That's 512-297-3152.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. This is Michael Collins Piper on the Republic Broadcasting Network. We've got quite a few callers lined up here, and I know we're not going to be able to get them in, but let me say this much. We are going to definitely continue this conversation tomorrow night on this program, and if necessary, on to the next night, because I think there's a lot of things we need to talk about here. Right now, though, we have Tom from Boston. He is an advocate and organizer for the America First Party, and I think he said their website is AmericaFirstParty.com. Is that correct, Tom?
No, it is AmericaFirstParty.org.
Okay, AmericaFirstParty.org, and I would suggest people go to the website at AmericaFirstParty.org and see what they have to say. Now, before we went to the break, Tom was mentioning a number of people, Harry Brown, who just died, Pat Buchanan, Ralph Nader, and I think there was another one or two you were going to mention.
Ross Perot. And, formerly with United We Stand. And
Howard Phillips.
Howard Phillips, the Constitution Party.
Okay.
Okay, now these five gentlemen have three things in common. And remember, they spent millions of our tax dollars to get elected. Okay?
But none of them got elected.
Okay, now one, they ran for president. Two, they lost. Every one of them, and three, and the most important thing, not one of them had a member of their party in office in Washington when they ran for president. Now, think of it like a football game. There's a football field, and there's the Miami Dolphins at one end, and there's, let me say, the one closely aligned to me, Pat Buchanan. Pat Buchanan is standing there. He He looks to his left, he looks to his right, looking for his team, because he wants to score a touchdown. How does he do it, Mike, if he has no members of his team?
Well, okay. I'll tell you what, Tom, let me tell you something. Let me tell you something here. Pat Buchanan himself was a very well-known individual. He'd been a newspaper columnist for years. He was on every Sunday morning television show for years, on Saturday evening chat shows. He had a very high profile. People knew he was running for president, and yet what did he get? 5% of the vote.
And you know why? Because he wrote a book in which he talked about 11 groups, and they destroyed him because of one group, and that was the Israeli situation.
Okay, right? Well, if he had run and not talked about that issue, do you think he would have gotten support from the media and had a better chance of getting elected?
No, because he said it himself. If I do not get into the national debates, I will not win, nor the person who represents this party will not win.
Well,
I'll
tell you, 100%
correct.
Tom, I'll tell you something else Pat Buchanan did that I didn't personally like. When he got, what was it, $12 million in taxpayer funds? Is that what it was?
No,
he got a massive infusion of, and I like Pat Buchanan, don't get me wrong here, but he got a massive infusion of tax dollars and put it towards advertising. And you know what? He paid his sister massive amounts of money in commissions for buying that advertising. Now, I just don't think that's right.
Well,
so
you know,
he hindered his own cause there, Tom.
Well,
but, you know, listen, we could talk. We only have a minute or two left, and if you want to call back tomorrow night, please do. But let me just say this. I think it's good that there are third parties out there, and I support third parties, but I'm just not sure that that's the solution. Even if we work and get people elected at the local level, when it comes time to the national race, the powers that be in the media are going to screw them up in every way possible. Now, we have to go here, Tom, but I want you to
call
back tonight.
I will.
Same with all the other callers who wanted to get in here tonight. Please call back tomorrow night. This is Michael Collins Piper, and we're going to let you talk tomorrow night, and let's have some good debate about all this. Stay tuned now for the Republic Broadcasting Network's continuing good information, which you're only going to get right here, folks. This is Michael Collins Piper.
What do you know about the FTAA, the proposed free trade area of the Americas? Proponents tell us that the FTAA is merely about lowering trade barriers. They say it's a plan to create prosperity and enhance freedom throughout the Western Hemisphere, and that busy Americans don't need to be concerned about it. But they aren't telling us about the massive loans, bribes, and transfers of authority. They aren't telling us that their goal is to eliminate our independence by creating a new regional government. They aren't telling us that the FTAA is really part of a huge power grab. The proponents simply aren't proclaiming their true intentions. But you can learn what they are. Visit StopTheFTAA.org. Then tell Congress to reject any plan for the free trade area of the Americas. That's StopTheFTAA.org.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.